And recreational marijuana has been legal for almost a couple of weeks now, but the science behind marijuana DUI is still lacking. Because of this, this puts more responsibility on law enforcement officers themselves and recognizing the signs of marijuana DUI. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is Santa Rosa CHP Officer John Slope. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Officer Slope. I should
That's okay.
Be a bit more professional there. Can you tell us exactly what these first almost couple weeks have been like for CHP and specifically? Has there been a kind of an uptick in marijuana DUI arrests?
No, there hasn't. It's been business as usual, pretty much. A mixture of different arrests for impairment, you know, marijuana, alcohol, other drugs. We haven't seen anything yet. I think it's too short a time to be measuring that type of thing. It's gonna be months, if not a full year, before we can run any numbers.
So is the test sort of the same for a DUI with alcohol as it is for marijuana? Are you guys looking for anything more specific now?
No, and that's the thing. That's kind of the message we want to get out. You said something about you know, the science isn't quite up to speed, and the Press Democrat had a headline saying that there's the fuzzy job of arresting DUIs. There's nothing fuzzy about an officer pulling somebody over and figuring out they're impaired. The signs are there. The tests that we do for marijuana are the same ones we do for alcohol because it impairs your ability to do the same things behind the wheel. The difference we have for marijuana or any other drug besides alcohol is that once an officer in the field has determined you're impaired and you're placed under arrest, there is an additional battery of tests that we do. We have officers, all of our officers have been trained in advanced drug recognition, but we have advanced drug recognition officers that have gone through additional training on top of that. And once you're arrested for suspected DUI on drugs, you are taken to one of these drug recognition experts, and then you are put through another battery of tests. And there's things like blood pressure, pulse, pupil dilation, another other tests that will determine whether you're on a stimulant or a depressant. So when we're out there looking for DUIs, there's nothing fuzzy about, you know, if you're stoned, we're going to know you're stoned. There's nothing fuzzy about that, and you'll be arrested.
Is it sort of similar to if you pull up to someone who is drunk, maybe their breath smells like alcohol. Clearly, if someone has been smoking marijuana, you think that you'd be able to smell it. An officer would be able to smell it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to smell it. You're going to see the red, watery eyes. You're going to see the slurred speech, the slowed reaction time, a lot of the same things that you see with alcohol. The thing that everybody is raising their red flags about is that there is no standard percentage like there is for alcohol for marijuana. We all know now, I think it's nationwide, that if you're at a 0.08% blood alcohol content, you are presumed to be impaired. We don't have such a limit for THC when using marijuana. And that's the thing I think is going to take more research and more study as to what levels of THC in your bloodstream will make you impaired.
Wouldn't that be more, not to put a lighten on this, but wouldn't the whole the blood test be more of an issue for the courts rather than officers immediately on the street?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we pull you over and determine you're impaired, you're going to jail. That's not a problem for us. That's our job, is to get you out from behind the wheel if you're impaired. Once it goes to court, that's where that level, that amount in your blood is going to come into play, and that's what needs more research, I think.
Now, Colorado's a little bit ahead of us. Have we learned anything from officers in Colorado about this whole process?
I am not aware of any type of research as far as blood content that's come from Colorado. All I have read is that accidents while impaired on marijuana have gone up, fatalities while impaired on marijuana have gone up. That's what we're really concerned about.
You know, it's all, you know, we around the holidays, you hear radio DJs sometimes doing these drunk tests where they have to drink a bunch of alcohol then try to provide sobriety tests. Are cops undergoing like a smoking marijuana and sort of doing tests on themselves to figure out what the impairment level is?
No, that sounds real interesting, but no, we haven't done that. And actually, as far as the CHP, and I would think other law enforcement has done that, we because it is still against federal law, our officers aren't going to partake in marijuana.
Got it.
That's probably a very wise move there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What has then the roads then been like, you know, just these past 2 weeks? It's, you said that it's not really been marijuana related, but has other kind of driving crimes, anything of that kind of gone up?
No, we have had our first couple of fatalities for the year, unfortunately. And, you know, Christmas Eve, we lost an officer in Hayward with a DUI driver who was impaired by marijuana and alcohol. And there is research, I believe it was Harvard Medical School that did a study that showed that marijuana used in combination with alcohol is a more impairing combo.
How come?
For some reason, it gets that with a combination of alcohol and marijuana, it allows more THC into the system. From what I read, they couldn't explain that yet, but the research did show that that's a more deadly combination. So just smoking marijuana and adding a little alcohol to it can really increase your impairment.
Officer Sloat, I am not a detective, but here's my thought. If you pull somebody over and they've got a half-eaten chocolate cake and a bag of Doritos open, they've probably been smoking marijuana.
Yeah, that's what we call in the police school a clue. So you want to check into that. But and one of the other things you want to keep in mind is that just like alcohol, if I smell alcohol in somebody, I don't know if you had one beer or 10 beers. It all smells the same. Similarly with marijuana, I don't know if you smoked a bowl, you know, 5 hours ago or right before you jump behind the wheel. So if we smell it, see it in the car, if we just go ahead and cut you loose, you go around the corner and crash, that's not us. You know, we had evidence a crime could have been committed, and that crime is DUI because we saw that marijuana in the car. So if we don't pull you out and give you at least a few tests, we're not doing our job. So if we do smell it in the car, we smell it on you, maybe we see it on you, we probably will pull you out and give you a few tests. And don't be offended. It's nothing personal. It's just we got to make sure not only you're safe, but the rest of the motoring public's safe.
Well, we definitely toast to that, so to speak, and we thank you for your time, Officer Slow, and we wish, of course, CHP luck in the coming years in this issue.
Thank you. We'll do our best.
That is CHP Officer John Slow talking about marijuana DUI.